Hi there, family. Thank you so much for joining me on my third podcast. This is the third week. And today we want to educate ourselves about something quite interesting that most people don't really pay attention to. We've treated the causes, the symptoms of depression, and we also treated the causes, the symptoms, and the treatment for postpartum depression. Today we want to dive into something quite interesting that, like I said, most people don't normally pay attention to. What am I talking about here? I'm talking about sleep. What do you know about sleep? Do you know much about sleep? Do you only know about you sleeping in the night? Do you know what it takes to sleep? Do you know the importance of sleep? Do you know when you should sleep? And how many hours you should even sleep? Let's dive into what we want to educate ourselves on, and let's learn something new. Now, what is sleep? Sleep is basically the natural recurring state of the mind and body, whereby the nervous system becomes inactive. It also relaxes the muscles and also suspends consciousness. We have two types of sleeps. I know some people might not know this, but yes, we are all learning. Now, we have the rapid eye movement sleep and the non-rapid eye movement sleep. That is the two types of sleep that we have. Now, we want to find out, how many hours do you think you should sleep? When do you think you should sleep? Now, when it comes to babies need about 16 to 18 hours per day to sleep, because they are babies. They need it for their nervous system. When it comes to school-age children and teens, they need about 9 hours to sleep per night. Now, some of us, like the adults, we need like 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. But when it comes to people that are aged, like 60 years and above, they don't normally sleep for too long, because they get interrupted by multiple awakenings. Yeah. But looking at all that I've said, we can say that most people get less sleep due to some of the long working hours and other activities that surround us. Now, we want to find out, what is the importance of sleep? Do you even know the importance of sleep? Why do we have to sleep? Now, first and foremost, we sleep to reduce stress. We also sleep so that we can improve our memory. Sometimes when you learn too much, or you pack so many things in your mind when it comes to work and all those things, you become so stressed out. But immediately you sleep, you know that you become so refreshed. So when you sleep, it improves your memory and it also lowers your blood pressure. Do you know that sleep also helps you to fight infections and other diseases in the body? Yes. When you have excessive sleep, or enough sleep for the body, it helps your nervous system. It helps your system to fight infections whenever the need arises. And sleep also helps you to maintain your weight. Did you know that? Yes. If you want to maintain your weight, the only thing that you need is to have enough rest. Sleep can also make you look good. It can make your mood better. When you feel that everything is being crampy, the only solution I'll give you is to have a better sleep. It will solve everything for you. Sleep can also reduce the chance of you getting diabetes. Yes. And then sleep can also help you to fight any heart diseases. It can also be a painkiller. Sleep can also make you smart. Now, when you talk about sleep can be a painkiller, I don't know if you've had that experience whereby you have severe headache, then you decide that you're not going to resort to any medication or something. Immediately you sleep and then you wake up, you find out that you are so refreshed. I don't know if you've had that feeling. It feels so, so good. You need to try it if you've not tried it. Thank you so very much for joining me on my third podcast in the third week. I'm promising you that we're going to have interesting times ahead. We're going to treat different topics that we might educate ourselves in one way or the other. And thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to share. Hi there, guys. Thank you so much for joining me once again on my podcast. This is my sixth podcast, and I'm so happy you joined me once again. Thank you so much for your messages and also for your contribution towards the previous podcast. Today, we want to educate ourselves on something very, very interesting. Quite naughty, but worth listening. Today, we want to talk about some of the ways that our men can improve on their sexual performance. Now, we know that basically sexual intercourse is a sexual activity that there's an insertion of the penis into the vagina for either sexual pleasure or for reproduction or for both reasons. Many men are looking for ways to enhance their sexual performance. So men normally cling to enhancement pills from the market or the pharmacy just for them to sustain or last longer during sex. Today we want to talk about some natural ways that one can take or one can practice just to improve on their sexual performance. The first one we want to talk about is staying active. What do I mean by staying active? Now, when you engage in regular exercises, it keeps you active and it helps your sexual performance by keeping your heart in shape. When you have at least 30 minutes a day of sweat-breaking exercise such as running and swimming, it does wonders to boost your libido. Now, there are other foods and vegetables that also helps in the increased blood flow, which also helps in your libido. Now, when you take onion and garlic, I know a lot of people might not like the scent of onion and garlic because of the breath it gives, but it can also help in blood circulation when you take it. Now, bananas also have potassium. They are rich in potassium and they also lower your blood pressure, and the benefits from taking bananas also boost your sexual performances. When you take chilies and pepper, they are natural spices or natural foods that also helps your blood flow by reducing hypertension and also inflammation. Now we want to talk about some meat and other foods that are also filled with omega-3 fatty acids. Food like salmon, tuna, pear, olive oil, these are the few ones that also contain omega-3 fatty acid, which also boosts your libido because it increases your blood flow. When you have blood flow, everything about you, your libido becomes all right. Now, foods that contain vitamin B1 such as pork, peanuts and kidney beans also boost your nervous system and also helps you to become very smart, and also includes signals from your brains to your penis, so it's basically boosts your libido. Eggs are also high in vitamin B, and it also helps in your hormone balance, and it also reduces stress and helps in your erection. Now, the fourth one I want to talk about that will help you to increase your sexual performance is reducing stress. Now, when you have regular exercise, like I said, you reduce stress and it also helps you to increase your sexual performance in bed. Now, kick against bad habits. When I say kick against bad habits, if you're an excessive smoker or you consume a lot of alcohol, I would advise you to quit or reduce it, because smoking and consuming a lot of alcohol also affects your sexual performance in bed. Now, when you get the sunlight also helps in your libido or your hormones, because sunlight stops the body's production of melatonin. When you have less melatonin in your system, it helps you to have a high sexual desire for sex, and it also helps your libido. The last and foremost I want to talk about is getting help from a medical assistant or from a doctor when you realize you have erectile dysfunction. Yes, when you have erectile dysfunction, please sought help from your medical assistant or your doctor. So this is where we want to end with our discussion or our education on improving sexual performance. That is for men. We'll do the other ones for women later on our other episodes that will come. We are promising you of having exciting episodes ahead of us. And thank you so much for making time once again in listening. And don't forget to share.